This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
That your eyes may be open. And then he gives them the challenge. And as we're closing with the challenge, this challenge is something that we all need to hear. Verses 19 to 20. And I want you to get this. Boy, this is good. It says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. If God loves you, He is going to rebuke your sin and He is going to chasten you. Because He wants you to repent. Thank God that our parents loved us. They didn't leave us to ourselves. They disciplined us, rebuked us whenever we were going astray. I remember the whoopings that I would get from my mom and dad, my dad particular. But man, I'm telling you, when he said do something, you better do it. And if you didn't do it, he would bring the wrath of God upon you. And I'm telling you, he brought the heat. So God says, hey, I love you even more than that. He says, I'm going to rebuke you and I'm going to chasten you. How many of you are being rebuked right now? How many of you are out there being chastened right now? God wants you to repent of your sin, of your lukewarmness, of your callous attitude toward the lost. You know, an atheist made this statement, and I want you to listen up. An atheist told a Christian, he said, if I believe in hell like you do, I would crawl upon broken glass to tell someone about it. Wow. I'm asking you, Christian, or so-called Christian, do you believe in hell? Because if you do, the Bible tells us that the love of Christ will constrain us to tell others about Him. Or are you, like the message last week, afraid of men? Remember, the fear of man bringeth a snare. What are you not doing that Christ told you to do because you are afraid of men? Afraid of hurting your reputation. Somebody might think that you are a child of God and you believe that Jesus Christ died on a cross for your sin and on the third day rose from the grave. Why aren't you telling people about that? Jesus says, I love you. I rebuke and chasten. He says, be ye therefore zealous and repent. And then as he goes on and says in verse 20, oh God, thank you. Verse 20, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Wow, what an invitation he's given us. I love it is that he's standing at the door. He is the door. But he says you must open the door. You must, one, recognize where you're at. You must recognize that you are a sinner and that you cannot save yourself. And to die without Christ is to spend eternity in hell, separated from an almighty God. And then you must believe that God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know who Jesus is? And then, most importantly, you must believe that He rose from the grave with all power in His hand. So the question today is simple. Are you lukewarm? Are you in the body of Christ? And what are you doing with them? What are you doing with Jesus? Are you sitting on them, holding them all to yourself? Or are you just learning, going to church, Sunday school, vacation Bible school?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.